Good morning, Paul. And yes, with tomorrow being July 4th, Independence Day, our country's 243rd birthday, if you can believe it. So we're going to be a little bit lighter on the show today and doing your homework. And actually, I have two very special guests today. I have two grandsons that are up from Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. It's a little bit north of Palm Beach. And I'm going to introduce Banks first and then Brooks. Shame on Grandpa. And I just want them to say where they go to school and maybe what they do first thing in the morning at their school down in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. So with that, Paul, let me introduce Banks Mortimer. Good morning, Banks.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me, where do you go to school?
I go to Marsh Point Elementary School.
Marsh Point Elementary School. Okay. And what do you do first thing in the morning at Marsh Point Elementary?
We sing the Pledge of Allegiance.
Really? And Mr. Brooks Mortimer, you're right here. And when you say the Pledge of Allegiance, what do you normally do?
Put our hand on our heart.
Put your hand on your heart.
That's right.
Boy, and remember so that. That is great. And so, Paul, you know, Mortimer Lumber is a family-run business, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's not a big corporate structure. I mean, we have managers and people have skills to do, and we multitask, kind of like the railroad people are saying where they get people and they need to be cross-trained while multitask. So, I'm third generation. I have a son in the business now, the fourth, and maybe this might be future.
Maybe the fifth generation.
Maybe right fifth here. Generation. Sure. So I'm going to just maybe have one more comment before we move on to some of the products that we sell that are made in the USA. So, Banks, you're the oldest here. You're 9 years old, correct?
Yes.
Yes. And where do you think you might want to go to college?
I want to go to Michigan State University.
State University. Oh, a Spartan. You know, I don't know, Banks, there's a lot of people here that are Michigan fans in this state. It's kind of a little good, fun rivalry.
That's right. But we've got our Spartan poster here in the studio. So
okay.
There you go.
And back to you, Brooks. Do you have anything else to say about what you'd maybe like to do in Port Huron when you're up for 3 weeks and you've got two sets of grandparents? And
yes, fishing. With my grandpa.
Oh, go fishing with your grandpa. Isn't that great? And Banks, what's kind of your special thing to do up here in Port Huron, visiting from Florida?
It's usually playing with my two little cousins, Isabella and Luke, and making cookies.
Oh, making cookies and playing with your two cousins.
Fun.
That's fun
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Paul, maybe I just just back to our show here for a minute. Mm-hmm. We do, one of the products we carry that are made in the USA, Anderson Windows. And years ago, back in 1903, Hans Anderson, that started the Anderson Corporation, they actually used to float logs down the St. Croix River.
Wow.
And Anderson, their home office is in Bayport, Minnesota. I've been there a number of times. They actually received the glass for the windows from, it's called Cardinal Float Glass Company. It's over, I believe, Menominee, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And, so it's Michigan-made. We also carry Stylecrest siding, and that's fabricated down in Fremont, Ohio. And we carry a number of colors, and if we don't carry the color, you can't have everything, but out of the plethora of colors, we can have special order that deliveries twice a week. Mm-hmm. And then Wellborn Cabinets, it's a family company out of Ashland, Alabama, founded in 1961. Some beautiful cabinets, and they have different styles, different grades, so you kind of have a good, better, best, if you will, mm-hmm. Depending on, the size of your kitchen, your need, your budget. And then, one of the large ones that is Bewer Lumber, and we've talked about that. Their headquarters are in St. Clair, Michigan, but they have sawmills in Michigan and Wisconsin. And all of our 2x4 and 2x6 are all Michigan-made products, select cut in both treated and untreated. Their wides come out of the south from Yellow Pine Mills. And, it's the select cut is there's less wain, and it's a beautiful piece of wood, along with just some others to name a few. DeWitt's Coating comes out of Detroit, Therma-True out of Indiana, Certainty Roofing out of Avery, Ohio, Certainty Fiberglass Insulation out of Kansas City. National Gypsum has a plant up in northern Michigan. We save our drywall. Symington Vinyl Windows, and we could just kind of go on and on and on.
So a lot of great American-made products.
A lot of great American-made products. So let me go back to both Banks and Brooks. So we were talking maybe they patronized the local Sperry's Theater last night. Mm-hmm. And Banks, what movie did you see last night?
We saw the new Spider-Man Far From Home film.
Oh, really? Spider-Man Far From Home. Wasn't that filmed over in Europe?
It was filmed in yes, London and Europe.
In Europe, yeah. I think Venice, Italy, too.
Yeah, yeah. Prague.
Wow. And did you like the movie there, Brooks?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
You know what? I saw that movie yesterday, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good movie.
I don't want to say anything of spoilers, but it is worth the wait of after Endgame.
Yeah. Thanks for not giving any spoilers, because nobody likes spoilers.
Nobody likes spoilers.
Right. Good stuff.
Well, okay, Paul. Well, just, let's celebrate the 4th of July. A safe 4th of July to you and your family. And
you and yours as well.
Thank you. Are listening. And if you have any comments or questions for any future topic, we can be reached at radio@mortimerlumber.com.
All right. Thanks, guys.